Flickering Torch Mystery.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories, play a song again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. And it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. You don't need, and you can't be satisfied till you find someone to see it through. Someone to tell you it's all
right. It's all right. It's all right.
And you get back what you're giving.
And love is something you can't find.
And you get back what you're giving. And love is something you can't find. And you get back what you're giving. Love is something you can't buy.
Gondola was a little more than I bargained for. I haven't had much experience with this kind of crowd control. By the time you play Tri-City Stadium, though, I'll have acquired some expert help. I have two sons who, judging by the size of their record collection, know quite a bit about it. And about you. You know, they've got every album you ever recorded.
Didn't you say they sometimes help you in your work?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sound like quite a team.
I'm proud of them. But they're just ordinary, everyday boys.
How is that, Teach? It's terrific. Now put it back. How do you do that? Do you mind if I help myself? Rule number one of aviation. Before you can learn how to fly upside down, you gotta learn how to fly right side up. Sounds logical. Oh, Dad gets to go to New York and work with a rock group, and I get to work with you. How did that happen?
Just lucky, I guess.
Yeah.
You have to admit, this is an interesting case we're on.
It is?
Normal, everyday guy. He's got a brand new wife, good job. Leaves his house in the morning after breakfast. Bye, honey. Be home for dinner. Be home early. Disappears into thin air. Why?
She burnt the toast?
What would you rather be handling? An interesting missing persons case? Or crowd control for a rock group? Sorry I asked.
This is Eastwick Tower calling Nancy 767 Apple Pole. Repeat last transmission. Copy. Do you copy?
This is Nancy 767 Apple Pole. Have equipment problem.
No ILS. In severe fog. Cannot land on my own.
Need assistance. Over.
This is Eastwick. Advisory. All planes in the area. We have a pilot alert. Skyhawk 19 a whiskey. Instrument malfunction. At last radio contact, he was proceeding at 4,000 feet. Course 130 over Wheeling Power Station. All planes in the area, exercise extreme caution.
4,000 over Wheeling Intersection. That's too close for comfort. Take her to 5,000.
He'll never get through that soup without instruments.
Eastwick, this is Musketeer 6-4 November. We're leveling at 5,000 in area of lame duck.
Can he divert? Over. Negative, Musketeer 6-4 November. All fields within range are ILS. We have you and lame duck on our scope, heading in same direction. Use extreme caution. Over.
Contact with lame duck. We'll try to lead him on down. Prepare emergency equipment. Over.
We copy, Musketeer 6-4 November. Good luck.
We want him to follow us. Hey, Frank, he reads us.
I'm not receiving. Unable to find airfield.
All my instruments are malfunctioning. Need assistance. Over.
Well, here we go.
I hope he knows what he's doing.
You hope he knows what he's doing?
Thing.
Well, that's what instruments are for. Let's just hope that he can see us. We've got to lead him down. It's his only chance.
What a choice. If he gets too far off our wing, he'll lose us in that soup. If he gets too close, he'll knock us both down.
Well, that's a chance we've got to take.
This looks hopeless. I've never seen it this thick.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I think I saw something. Yeah, there it is, breaking the cloud cover.
All right!
We made it to the airport!
East District, this is Musketeer 6-4 November. We have broken through cloud cover, can see landing strip ahead. Our lame duck is well again. Permission to land. Over.
Roger, Musketeer 6-4 November. Nice work. Feels clear for you to land. Over.
Down. He made it. Well, now that we're here, let's find the man we came to see. We're looking for Lou Haskell.
There he is over there. You just brought him down. Lucky for him, you boys were up there.
Mr. Haskell?
Yeah. Are you the guys who got me down?
Yeah, Frank and Joe Hardy, we...
Well, I just can't figure out what happened up there. I mean, all my instruments went out on me. And right in the middle of a soup so thick, you could cut it with a knife.
Mr. Haskell.
How do you know my name?
A man by the name of Richard Johnston did some work for your company.
Yeah, that's right. Why, are you two friends of Dick's?
No, but our father was hired by his wife to find him. He's disappeared.
Listen, come on inside. I'll tell you, I never would have made it down without your help.
That's okay. This is a Jetstar, isn't
it? That's right. Listen, what's this you say about Dick disappearing?
Yeah, 4 days ago.
Look, I know his wife. Now, she has a tendency to kind of overreact. Now, maybe he just got called out of town for some reason.
Not without telling her. He took no equipment, no clothes, no briefcase, nothing.
When was the last time that you saw him?
It's been about 2 weeks, at least.
I understood that he had an appointment with you on Wednesday.
Yeah, but he didn't show up. Now, maybe that was when he disappeared.
Yeah, it could be. Well, what about friends? Is there someone he'd go to if he was in trouble? Maybe someone here at the field?
Now, listen, I'd really like to help you guys, but I'm afraid I didn't know Richard that well.
Richard Johnston was an audio engineer.
Yeah.
What was he doing working at All Points Airways?
Oh, well, he designed a sound system for this baby.
You know, I've never been on one of these. Do you think we could...
Could we go on board?
No, listen, I'm afraid not. I just got it spick and span for a new client. Now, maybe some other time, okay? Listen, all that stuff that happened up there has got me running about, 30 minutes late. I'm afraid there's nothing more I can tell you about Dick.
Well, okay. Well, thank you for your help, Mr. Haskell.
Sure.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Hey, I'm the one that appreciates it. I owe you one. It's going to be hard for me to pay up. But I'll do it.
Thank you.
I'll let you know the moment I hear from them. Oh, here they are now. It's Leslie Johnston.
Hello, Miss Johnston. This is Frank Hardy.
Hello, Frank. Did you find Lou Haskell at the airport?
Yes, we saw Mr. Haskell, and he had an appointment with your husband on Wednesday.
But your husband didn't keep it.
What do we do now?
Well, we still have a few names to check out. We're doing all we can.
I know that. But it's been several days, and I'm really worried.
Yes, I'm sure we'll find him. Everything's going to be all right.
Try not to worry. We'll call you as soon as we get some information.
She's taking it pretty hard, huh?
Well, she's frightened. She's watching her whole world fall apart. Because the person that's most important in her life has suddenly disappeared. She doesn't think she'll ever see him again.
Is he the kind of a man who would just walk out on a situation he didn't like?
That's what we're trying to find out. What's this?
Your father has company.
Yeah, we'll go over the layout of the stadium and find out how many more men we'll need.
Oh, my sons are here.
Tony?
Mr. Fry, I'd like you to meet my sons. This is Frank and Joe.
Nice to meet you.
How do you do?
Nice to meet you. Hi.
We're big fans of yours, Mr. Eagle.
Tony.
Is this your new cassette?
Hot off the presses. Hasn't even been released yet.
I'm on my way back down to the stadium. I'll meet with you after lunch. Is there any word yet on the Johnston disappearance?
We've checked every hospital, morgue, and police department within 50 miles.
Nothing, Dad. Is that Richard Johnston?
Yes. Do you know him?
Yeah, I gave him a start. He's the best sound man in the country. He's supposed to be doing our sound at the stadium. What happened to him?
We don't know. Nobody's seen him for 4 days.
Well, I'd say the man just turned Mother's picture against the wall. Drove to the airport, took a plane to some place he'd never been before. Happens every day.
I don't think the Johnsons are that kind of couple.
I'd like to review the security arrangements. Better do it now, because I have an appointment at 4 with the TV people.
Right, you are. Keep plugging, I'll check with you later.
Okay. Breaker, breaker.
CB, that must be Callie.
Come in, please.
Why don't you go ahead? I have a few things I want to talk over with the boys.
Fine.
Breaker, breaker, this is Calico calling Los Hermanos. Come in.
Calico, this is Los Hermanos. Where are you?
I'm 5 miles outside of Eastwick on Route 27.
Frank, I think I got something.
We read you, Calico. What have you got?
I'd rather show you.
We're on our way, Calico. 10-4.
Is that about Richard Johnston?
We're not sure.
I'd like to go with you, though. Dick's a very good friend of mine.
Well, all we've got is a van. It's not exactly a limousine.
Are you kidding? I've traveled all over this country doing one-night stands in a van that was held together with rusty nails and pieces of string. Come on, let's go.
It's a mess, guys. If he's in here, he's gone.
Mrs. Johnston's such a nice lady. How are we going to break this to her?
This is impossible. What's impossible? There's nobody in here. Then where is he? Look around and see if he was thrown clear.
Can you see the license number?
No, but the year and the make are right. There's no point in looking for him around here. Houdini couldn't have gotten out of this thing. How did you find this, Callie?
Mrs. Johnston said that when he left on Wednesday morning, he was low on gas. So I went to the station he usually goes to, and the attendant remembered him because he was in such a hurry to get to Eastwick Field.
Eastwick Field?
Yeah, that's right.
That wreck down there. No human being could have crawled out of it. That means there was no one in the car when it went over. Take a look at these. I noticed them when we pulled up. These are leading from Eastwick Field, not to it. And Haskell told us that Johnston never got there.
Is that Lou Haskell?
Yeah, do you know him?
Well, I keep my Jetstar at Eastwick Field.
And it was your plane we saw yesterday.
Yeah, I leased it from Haskell.
He was very reluctant to let us go inside of it.
You can take a look around anytime you want. I don't see what that's got to do with Dick's disappearance.
That's exactly what we want to find out.
Well, it's no problem.
Mr. Haskell wasn't exactly enthusiastic about his comeback anytime invitation.
What's my plane? Like I say, it's no big deal. Why don't we go over there right now?
It's going to be dark before we get there.
Well, that's even better. Haskell won't be there.
I'll tell you what, guys. I want to go back to the office and bring your dad up to date.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Looks locked.
Well, I've got a key. I told you, I don't know what you guys expect to accomplish here. There's no problem getting in.
There must be a light switch around here someplace.
Here's the flashlight.
We'll never make it to the office.
A jet! Back up slowly. Get the car, run!
To know I'm so well guarded.
It is?
This is some setup. Yeah, it's cozy. I like to travel in style. It's usually because I don't like the place we left. I'm not sure about where we're headed.
Joe, look at this. This Johnston's toolkit. It's got his name on it. This proves that Johnston was here.
Not necessarily. He could have left it a couple weeks ago.
That's possible. Except for this.
Well, how'd this get here? This hasn't been released yet. In fact, there are only a half a dozen of them made a few days ago.
How many other people have this cassette, Tony?
Well, I've got two of them. I gave your father one. And I sent one to Richard Johnston. I wanted his opinion on the sound quality.
Then Johnston was here. And that means Haskell lied to us.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. Yet.
I'll check it for prints.
This is the police. Come out of that airplane. Run out.
We'd be delighted. Remember, we don't want to alarm Haskell, so don't say anything.
Oh, hi, Chief. I was just showing my friends the Hardy Boys the plane. The dogs must have set off the alarm.
I know you think that's why they're here. The question is that why they think they're here? Now, you wouldn't know anything about that car that went over the cliff, would you? The one that Callie told me about? Huh? Or the tire tracks that lead in this direction?
Chief, you know you're always telling us not to come to you without hard facts.
Yeah?
Well, we don't have any. Thanks for your help, Chief. Nice talk.
Why is it that even when they do what I say, I still figure they're putting one over on me?
Take a look at this. That's the fingerprint I got off the silver cigarette case that Mrs. Johnston sent over. Nobody's touched it since her husband left. Take a look at that. I got that off the cassette. Now that belongs to Tony Eagle. But take a look at this. Got that off the cassette, too. That proves that Johnston was at the airport and on the plane.
Which proves that Haskell lied to us. You know, Johnston may have more of a connection to Tony Eagle than Tony's led us to believe.
We don't think Tony has anything to do with Johnston's disappearance, do you?
I'm just examining all the possibilities, Joe.
Well, one thing's for sure.
What's that?
We are going to be at that concert tomorrow.
Now, the main thing is to know the difference between someone who's just here having a good time and someone who could cause trouble. If any of you have someone in your area that you think could be a problem, before you do anything, alert me or one of the uniformed officers. As to dress, you'll all be wearing street clothes as though you're a part of the audience. Oh, excuse me. Morning, boys.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. Is Tony Eagle here?
Yes, he's downstairs in his dressing room. Be sure you tell the guard that I said it's okay.
Okay.
You'll all be wearing ordinary street clothes.
I told you I wanted it today.
What's your rush? You got a concert tonight.
There's no rush. I've been asking you for months. You've always got some kind of excuse.
I don't understand you, man. I really don't. I've been handling your finances, your gigs for what, 5 years now? You've done pretty good. Sounds like you don't trust me.
That's not what I said, Carl. I want to know how much money I've got and where it is.
You're a very rich guy, thanks to me. The money's in stocks, bonds, real estate.
And don't forget insurance.
Insurance?
I've got more coverage than the Trade Center.
Look, when you hired me, you said, I'm a singer. I don't want to worry about business. You handle the finances. You sign the checks. You pay the bills. You didn't want to be bothered.
Well, I want to be bothered. I want to see it in black and white, and I want it before I take off for London in the morning.
You got it, man. No problems.
There's one other thing. Richard Johnson, he's supposed to be here to set up the sound equipment. He hasn't been seen for days. Did he try to get in touch with you?
Not for a couple of weeks.
But when you talked to him, how was he?
Fine. Said he'd be here tonight. Look, if there's nothing else, man, I'm having some promo problems on Pretty Girls. Business.
Carl?
Yeah?
Bring a copy of our contract, too, okay?
Why do you want a copy of your contract?
Just want to see it, that's all.
Sure.
We've got some news.
Can I talk to you guys on the way? I'm kind of late for rehearsal.
Sure.
Matched a print of Johnston's to one of the ones we got off the cassette. That puts him in the plane with it in the last few days.
Well, I'll talk to Haskell before the concert tonight.
You guys are right. Something's going on. Somehow I'm involved.
You gotta find that connection.
Listen, I gotta go to work now. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
kept pulling us down. Said we love the sound. If you just play something we could dance to. Play us another one,
like the other ones, like the ones on the radio.
Here we go, get on with the show. And I said, you can't dance to this one. You can't dance till you take a chance. You can't dance to this one.
Frank, yeah. Joe, this is Leslie Johnston.
It's nice to finally meet you face to face.
I think we have something important. We were just down at the wrecking yard and saw what was left of the car.
It doesn't make sense. The car is all twisted up. All I could think about was Dick inside it.
No, he couldn't have been inside, Mrs. Johnston. We looked. There's no way.
This was on the floor of the car. I don't know if it means anything.
It's part of a letter. It's from his company stationery.
Dear Mr. E. F.? Last part of the name's torn off. F for fry, maybe.
Terribly worried about, at certain frequencies, could, dangerous that I won't, in all, and S-T-O-N.
S-T-O-N, that's the last part of his name. This is the first piece of hard evidence that we've had. At least we know he was worried about something, something dangerous.
But what? We need the rest of the letter.
Miss Johnston, this is a carbon. Where was it typed?
At the shop. We don't have a typewriter at home.
Is it important?
Yeah, it could be. We should go see if there's another copy of this letter at your husband's office. Could you take us there?
No, I'd rather stay here. Dick was excited about Tony using his new sound system. He'll show up. I just know he'll show up, if he's physically able to.
Of course. Is the office open?
No, I'll give you the key.
So I guess we'll see you later, huh?
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks.
It's probably a little after 7. Better hurry up if we can get to that concert on time.
The sooner we start, the sooner we finish.
Somebody's coming. Shut the door. He's coming this way. What are we gonna do? That door. Looks like a storage room.
Out front, but there's no sign of them.
Who is it, Haskell?
Shh, I don't know.
Don't worry. They'll never get a chance to read it. When those high octaves hit that sound system, it'll be bye-bye, Tony.
Oh, shh!
Now relax. Hey, enjoy the show. You won't see another one like it for a long time.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look bad. She can take the dark out in the nighttime, turn the daytime black.
What's he doing? I don't know.
Tools for all the Goodell do us.
Now think positive.
I am thinking positive. It's the situation that's negative.
Wait a minute. The wiring for this building should run along behind this back wall. There ought to be a conduit in here. Usually runs from the top to the bottom. Maybe down in here. I got it. Now we gotta just get some of those power tools and we'll patch them into this wire. Yeah, okay. And is there a jigsaw? I'm gonna need some pliers.
Green for ground. Well, that one went okay, so this has got to be the hot one.
Sure, the fire hasn't gotten through the electrical system.
That's what I've always admired about you, older brother. Your sense of humor.
Give me the jigsaw.
Breaker, this is an emergency. Police department.
Police headquarters.
This is Joe Hardy. Patch me through to either Chief Colleague or Fenton Hardy at the stadium right away. It's urgent.
Patrolman Roberts.
Let me speak to Chief Colleague.
Who is this?
Joe Hardy. I need to speak with Chief Colleague or my father. It's urgent.
All right, I'll get the chief.
No, wait. There's a bomb. Hello?
Hello? Put the phone down.
Train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again.
Operator, this is a matter of life and death.
I'm sorry, sir. That line is busy.
Don't worry about it, Joe. We just have to get there ourselves. I'll leave the line open. That's all I can do.
Who do you think's behind this?
Haskell? He could be our firebug.
Yeah, he could be, but why? What's his connection with Tony or Fry?
Remember what the man said on the phone? He needs his high octaves, it's all over. It's bye-bye, Tony. What's gonna happen?
Didn't sound like he was gonna lose his voice, did it?
No, it didn't. It sounded like he was gonna lose his life.
With you two. Are you crazy disrupting a concert like that? I should sue you for breach of contract.
We have an explanation, Dad.
I'd sure like to hear it.
Yeah, so would I. Chief Cullig informs me you were both in a fire tonight. He just got off the phone with the fire chief. The sound system's building is badly damaged.
In the wrecked car, we found part of a letter that Richard Johnson had written. We were looking for a carbon when an intruder came in. That's when we overheard a phone conversation when we couldn't get out of the closet.
Wait a minute. You're saying that the intruder set the fire? Deliberately?
That's right, Dad.
Want to kill you?
He didn't know we were there. He was destroying evidence.
Did you get a look at him?
No, but we heard him talking on the phone. He said Tony Eagle would be gone, finished, when those high notes started hitting that sound system. We're so sure a bomb had been wired to the mixer.
Who'd do such a thing? What's the motive? And what does Richard Johnson and sound systems have to do with it?
We don't know yet.
You don't know yet because there is no connection.
But we can prove that Johnson was in Tony's plane the last few days.
Boys, let's talk about this in the morning.
Look, no one wants to kill Tony Eagle. He's too valuable to everyone. Besides, he's leaving for London tomorrow morning.
I'm very sorry about what happened at the concert, Mr. Fry. Good night. The next time, be sure of your facts before you mess up the proceedings.
We were so sure, Dad.
Well, you were wrong. So, it happens. Even to me. How long were you in that burning building, anyway?
Long enough.
Well, at least you're both unhurt. You know, you've got to be more careful. I can't keep letting you get involved in these cases unless you're more careful.
Dad, we were just in the right place at the wrong time.
Well, I'm sure Chief Cullig is going to want a full report in the morning. Arson is a serious crime.
So is murder.
Thank you.
It's 10 of 6. Come on, Joe. Will you wake up?
What are you doing? I'm sleeping.
Tony Eagle is flying to London this morning on the Jetstar.
No, he told us.
Hope he has a good trip.
The letter that Johnson wrote, it wasn't to Fry, it's to Haskell. Warning him about something dangerous, something on the Jetstar. That's what those letters meant.
A bomb wired into the audio system of the Jetstar.
We gotta tell Dad. No. It'd be wrong again. We'll check this one out ourselves. Here, get dressed, and I'll meet you downstairs.
All this?
Just a precautionary measure because of last night.
Here's your stuff, man, just as I promised.
You sure you won't change your mind and come along? We could go over this together in case I have any questions.
Tony, you're a terrific singer, but I'll leave the flying to the people who do it full time.
You got all the bugs out of the in-flight audio system?
It's all set.
Haskell set the fire because he was afraid there were other copies of Johnson's letter, which Johnson sent to Haskell when he realized there was something dangerous in the audio system he designed for the Jetstar. That's why I went to Eastwick Field on Wednesday, to follow up the letter. Yeah, so Haskell grabbed him before he could warn Tony Eagle.
You know, the Hardy boys proved that Richard Johnson was in this plane.
He probably broke in for some reason. I didn't see him. Listen, forget about it. You just have a nice flight.
So long, kid. I'll see you in London tomorrow.
See you there. Remember what he said on the phone?
When those high notes hit the sound system, it's all over. It's bye-bye, Tony. He was talking about the audio system on the Jetstar.
Haskell must have been talking to Fry. He had to be. Fry wants Tony dead. Probably something to do with those investments.
I suddenly got a pretty good idea where Richard Johnson is right now.
So do I.
Oh, don't tell me there's a bomb rigged up to the audio system of that plane.
There is, and Richard Johnson's aboard.
Chief, how long are you going to put up with these crazy kids?
Listen, you know something? You guys are just begging for jail.
That's all right, it's all right. Now, look, let me tell you boys something. You're not the only detectives in this area providing police protection. I checked that plane out. We made a search of it with a fine-tooth comb. Came up with absolutely nothing. And there's no explosives. Nobody rigged the controls, there are no cross wires, nothing.
That's impossible. What about Johnston? We think he's hidden somewhere on the plane.
You think my men would overlook that? I tell you, there's nobody on that plane that doesn't belong there, alive or dead.
They didn't load anything on it the last minute? Maybe in the cargo hold.
We checked the cargo hold. There's nothing there, except a special tank that's rigged up for reserve fuel. After all, boys, you know, that plane has to go all the way to London.
Case closed.
When do you act on instincts?
You got nothing left to go on.
We've got to stop that jet.
What are they up to now? They're going the wrong way. That's not the way to their home.
This is all points 763. We're going to stop.
Roger. What's going on out there?
Hold on. Do I have a choice? What's going on?
What's going on now?
You're carrying reserve fuel because you're flying overseas. What would happen if you went off course out over the Atlantic?
Why should we go off course? We've got all the latest navigational instruments.
Yeah, so do commercial airlines. But they have warning cards that prevent passengers from using FM radios on board. It interferes with the navigational equipment.
Richard Johnston's new stereo system.
Right. He realized it could be a deadly hazard that could put the plane hundreds of miles off course out over the Atlantic.
Well, we've got plenty of reserve fuel.
And what if you don't?
Oh, wait a minute. This is ludicrous.
Check it out. Check the fuel drum in the hold. That's all we ask.
Chief, are you going to stand for all of this?
Never mind, never mind. Come along, you two. Come on.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Never mind, never mind. Not to make fools of themselves.
It's hollow. This tank has got to be empty. Hold it. It's not empty. There's somebody inside it. I can hear him kicking.
Hey, cuff him.
I'm pulling the tank off the wall anchors. It's Johnston. I got Johnston inside. I'm going to pull him out. Give me a hand, Frank.
God.
Fry admitted he was in partnership with Haskell. They used your money, Tony, to finance the Jetstar.
And just to add salt to the wound, they overcharged every time you chartered.
Yeah, I'll probably find more evidence of embezzlement in my other investments. I had some inkling of what was going on. That's why I told Carl I wanted to review all my holdings.
And he had to prevent that.
When I checked out the audio system for the Jetstar, I found out that Haskell had added a high-frequency circuit. I told him to take it out, because it was dangerous. And that's when he grabbed me.
You know, when someone saves your life, words aren't easy to find. What can I do for you guys?
Say, why don't you invite them to your next concert?
We'll be in London.
Deal's a deal. It won't take us long to get our things out of the van.
I doubt very much if London knows what's going to hit them.